Proclamation number 5803 of 12th of November, 1953. Saul experience. Grace. An unusual experience can always be assessed as grace, because it can always contribute to directing a person's thoughts in the right direction, but it can also just as easily be considered and assessed purely earthly, and then grace will also have passed a person by without a trace. And would you humans remember all the events which have affected you yourselves, which have always been conducive to seeking and finding the connection with the one who directs your destiny? If you had recognized a finger pointing from me in every unusual occurrence, then truly no ray of grace would have touched you without influence, and you would feel unusually richly endowed with grace. But you humans pay little attention to my obvious guidance. You experience everything as a matter of course, and what appears unusual to you is merely coincidence. It is just a strange coincidence of events for you which, however, are insignificant. You expect signs and wonders. You claim infallible evidence of my being and my working for each one of you which, however, would not be beneficial for your soul because it would be prevented from its own activity of will and would now be driven by realization to want and act, by a realization which it should gain in order to have a beneficial effect. That which you humans would do under compulsion could not be assessed as a voluntary deed. Therefore, for the time being I exclude everything that could have an effect on you as compulsion without, however, leaving you empty-handed. But where a soul is strong enough that it does not consider even a powerful experience as compulsion of faith, there is also no danger of bondage for this soul. 12th of the 11th 1953, weak souls would feel impressed by unusual gifts of grace and thus also believe if they had previously been unbelieving. But a strong soul cannot be shaken, for every event is not 100% proof. Every event that affects a person in an unusual way need not necessarily affect him, for he can find many explanations for it, such as sensory illusion, health disorder, natural phenomenon. He can explain everything to himself naturally if he wants to, and a strong-willed soul will much rather accept this explanation than believe in 100% proof than in a revelation on my part. Yet his thinking can be shaken by such events which affect him unusually, and he can learn to change his thinking. He can accept the possibility and now reckon with such a possibility. Which is why his own will still has to decide. Far be it from me to induce a person to change his will through unusual phenomena, which are described as a flow of grace, such that he thus is to believe what he previously did not want to believe. Yet a soul which strives for truth, whose actions and thoughts are based on the will to do what is right, I come to the aid of such a soul insofar as I confuse it before, and it now has to arrange its thinking, and you and the human being now finds a happier solution than before. Every unbelieving person is helped by me to change his thinking through unusual experiences. Yet most blindly pass it by, always looking for a purely natural explanation and contenting themselves with it. Thus they were touched by a grace which they did not allow to take effect in themselves. Every man has Saulian experiences that could change him into a Paul. Saul interpreted his appearances as an obvious revelation, and the voice he heard. which can be heard in many people's hearts today, was for him without doubt the voice of God. But it did not sound any clearer or more convincing than today when I address a person to warn or admonish him, to win him over. But his ear listened to it, whereas today people closed their ear. His intellect made an effort to draw the right conclusions, thus a slight impulse was enough for a change of will, and he reproduced his experience as it had affected him, which many people would have passed by without letting it have an effect on them. I know every soul, and I give to every soul what it needs and serves it for beatification. Yet not every soul accepts what my love offers it. Not every soul allows the blessings to take effect in itself, yet every soul can receive without restriction. However, it will never be compelled to accept grace, and therefore its freedom of will never be impaired by such unusual experiences that it has to believe. Amen.